Praise the Lord. This is Prayer Changes Things, and my name is Sister Karen Civils, and today we are blessed to have Sister Betty Jean Little with us again. She is such a blessing to me. She's one of my prayer partners, and she certainly is a prayer warrior, and I'd like to introduce her as a woman of God. She's a woman of faith. She's married for over 50 years, and she certainly is blessed to have many children and many grandchildren. I'm going to let her share a little bit about herself with you, and then we're going to talk about her ministry regarding intercessory prayer. Sister Betty Jean, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Amen. I'm here with our prayer warriors, praise God, and prayer partners, and could you share a little bit about yourself with the listening audience?
Sure. I've been married 52 years, coming up this December. My husband he's the light of my life. He's actually my caretaker now. I have various problems, health problems. I have the joy in my heart, though, from the Lord. He keeps me every single day. No matter what I go through, I know he's there right beside me and guides me through each day. I have two sons, but I have multiple grandchildren. And at the moment, I have 5 great-grandchildren. I won't bore you with all the names because they're numerous. And I'm so blessed to have such a great family.
Praise God. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for Sister Betty Jean Little, Lord. I thank you for her life, Lord. And I thank you for the many joys that you have put in her life, Lord. Specifically, her family, Lord, and her husband, Lord. And above all, you, Christ, being in her heart. We ask that you continue to bless, Father God, Lord, this particular segment of our podcast as Sister Betty Jean shares her ministries with us, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you just have your way and bless us, Lord, real good as we continue to hear from this woman of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, sister, I just wanted to say that the scripture says in Psalms chapter 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Hallelujah. And it sounds to me like you are praising the Lord all the day long. I'm so grateful that you are an intercessory prayer warrior and one of my prayer partners, and we have intercessory prayer by way of Crossroads Community Church, where we fellowship, and we just continue to experience the joy of the Lord in so many ways, where Pastor Woody Wallace is our senior pastor, and Pastor Paul Palumbo is our assistant pastor here in Chesapeake, Virginia. Can you just share a little bit about your prayer life and how, praise God, the Lord has blessed you in prayer in so many ways? And then we'll get into, praise God, what you specifically do as a part of our intercessory prayer group that meets on Monday nights.
Well, I've learned that prayer changes things, and to right after devotion, there's something usually that's laid upon my heart that I meditate on and look in the scriptures. And the scripture there usually is one of those that you ponder and to let the spirit that lives within you guide you and give you deeper meaning. So every time you're reading that Bible, it's fresh and new, and God puts something new in before you that you can relate to and just use for everyday living and to promote your yourself as Jesus would lead you in that situation, and to also, a song may come to light that you know, and it sparks, and you can take that song and you can praise the Lord and worship the Lord with song. And it's amazing how much you can actually benefit from releasing your feelings through song, and know that the Lord is listening and he's being blessed by your song, because you are having fellowship with him through song and through prayer.
Amen. I just want to tell you that on last Monday, when we did have our intercessory prayer meeting, I was so blessed by the song that you presented. And I was so blessed that even after prayer was over, my whole countenance had changed. I felt like I had been renewed and restored through our intercessory prayer meeting, but also by the song that you presented to us. You want to tell us a little bit about that song that you blessed us with?
Yes, it was a song that we trust in Jesus. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. And it's one of those things that you get a thought in your head, and then you go and usually you can remember the chorus better than the stanzas. So you go back and that song, it'll stick in your head. So you go look it up and find it. And then you really dig into it and you find out, I didn't used to do this, but you look up the author, find out when that author lived, something of their background, how that song came to be. And then it really hits you that this person was inspired in spite of a tragedy.
Yes.
They came up with this song to trust in Jesus. It's like Amazing Grace, tragedy before that song. And so many songs, I can't remember them all, but they had the background of these people. Some of them wrote many, many, many hymns, some of them that are still sung today. And these are old songs from the 1800s or early 1900s. And they relate today because the Word of God is never, never outdated. So if you have something in that song and it's about God or Jesus, it is not out of date. And we get so many blessings, like Count Your Blessings.
Amen.
Another song. And the old songs, they resonate with blessing God and how people feel that they show their faith in those songs. And
oh, yes.
It's just such a blessing to be able to find those songs and go ahead and sing them.
Hallelujah.
Because I know it blesses everybody's heart when we sing those songs, but it also blesses God.
Hallelujah. Amen. It does. It does. Psalms 89 verses 15 through 16 tells us, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of their countenance. In thy name, shall they rejoice all the day. In thy righteousness shall they be exalted. And I just thank God for how you share with us, sister, week after week, and how we can relate as coming from different Christian backgrounds. Brother Tom mentioned, you know, he grew up Southern Baptist, and another one of our sisters, Sister Scopper, mentioned that she heard that song in the Methodist Church, and for me to hear it in the Church of God out of Illinois, and where Brother Tomlinson founded that church, and for you, where did you hear that song first? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word.
When I was a teenager and I had started going to church, and it was a Baptist church, but it wasn't Southern Baptist. It was just an ordinary Baptist church in South Norfolk, where I was living at the time.
Praise God. And
so that's when I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, in closing, Sister Betty Jean, I want to ask you a question, praise God. Could you share with our listening audience, I'm sure that there are old and young alike who will be inspired by what you have shared with us today. What do you have to say to young people today when it comes to the Word of God and the hymns and the songs that have been shared throughout our lives, praise God, and in the present day, because I know you enjoy music, praise God, all different kinds of Christian music. So how would you encourage and share our with our young people today?
When you hear a song, check on it. Check the singer. Check the composer. Go back and look, and usually you will find that somewhere in their lives, they've had a tragedy to overcome, and that with that, God has presented to them a way of life that they worship Him with their song, and I would encourage other people. Go and just look up the old hymns, listen to them, listen to the words. And it will bless your heart just to listen to different ones and different genres, because there's so many out there, and you can put on music and listen all day long, and you will get blessed by the words that from the songs, because if you listen carefully, songs have the words from the Bible. They don't give you chapter and verse, but they're in there. And I recognize them because I read the Bible. And if you read the Bible, and I would suggest when you read the Bible, if you don't understand everything, get you one that has has some footnotes that give you a little bit of background about what was going on at that particular time, because we think of different words, and they meant something different back then, or you can get that particular word and they'll explain it to you, or whatever's going in the background, what's happening in the values, or how things are done at that time.
Yes.
So it makes that Bible come alive, because you know at that particular time what they were doing and how they were acting and what, I'm trying to think of the word, the behaviors and things that they used to do that would be totally different from us now. But that was the standard in their day. And that's the way they acted, because that's the way everybody else did it.
Yes.
And that makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. It does. Praise God. I believe that it certainly is the word that encourages us to come out of a place where the world would have us, but certainly would have us to be where the Lord would have us to be in Him. And that is to be saved. And I know that Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, in what you were saying, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The word says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." And I believe that that's what the word does, because the word of God is rich, and His salvation makes us complete. And so inside of that, that you had just shared with our listening audience, we find much joy in knowing that our life is complete in the Lord. And it's not just for older people, like you said, Sister Betty Jean, it's for younger people too, that we all will know the Lord, praise God. And God just uses so many different ways and so many different people to encourage us to draw near and nigh to Him. And I'm so grateful for your ministries. And we haven't even touched the, you know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg when it comes to, praise God, how the Lord has used you to warm the hearts of so many people in so many ways. And so if you would not mind, perhaps we'll continue again and you can share some more of your ministries with our listening audience at another time.
That'd be fine.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this time, Lord. Sister Betty Jean Little, Father, and her ministry, Father, just one of many, Lord. We thank you for her talents, and we thank you for her abilities, Father God, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, how she's so willing to share, Father, and to know, Father, that in her sharing, Father, she's helping someone else, Father. Hallelujah. Spiritually, physically, and emotionally, to overcome any obstacles that they may encounter, and to do so with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is our help. You are our help, Almighty God, Lord. You are our strength, Father. You are our all in all. And so, Father, I'm just so grateful to have Sister Betty Jean on the podcast today. And I ask you to bless her exceeding abundantly above all she could ask or think, according to the power that works within her. And it is in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray, ask, believe, and receive these many blessings. And we tell you we love you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you, Sister Betty Jean.
And God bless you.
Thank you so much. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. And Lord, we pray that you will continue, hallelujah, to be everything that we need, Lord, in song and prayer, Father, and all that you have purposed in us to do. And it is in Jesus' name again we pray and tell you, hallelujah, thank you for this podcast, Father. And we honor you with it. And may your presence, Father, always be with us and go with us, hallelujah, even till the end of time. Well, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Karen Civils. And remember, prayer changes things. It certainly is changing me. God bless you all.